97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard.
Ooh.
Live here at Cedar Hills.
That's a good wrap from the sir.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, very tasty. Little turkey, little bacon, little lettuce.
Looks like a little avocado in there, block.
Little tasty, man. That's what it's all. It's full of good taste.
That's the thing. You come here, you play golf, you also get some great food, too.
I know. I think that people don't understand that this is a grill that kind of separates Cedar Hills. Great food. They've got this thing called the Sonora Dog. It's just jam-packed, fresh link.
Wrapped in bacon, right?
Wrapped in bacon, in a tasty bun, a little mustard, great toppings, just delicious.
It's a staple down in Tucson.
Yeah.
The Sonora Dog.
It is so good. It is really good.
All right, joining us now, one of our favorite people on the planet. You know him, you love him, BYU legend, and overall good dude. Will Snowden, kind enough to join us. Will, how are you?
Hi, Will.
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
It's always a pleasure and an honor to catch up with you. I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, Scotty, wow. I mean, whenever I get an opportunity to hear your voice, I listen every day, and I have this special thing that I'm able to do. When you talk, I turn it up, and then when the other guy talks, I turn it down. Then I just check back to see if you're talking again. I turn it back up. Vice versa the whole time. So it's wonderful to hear.
You've said some really mean things. That might be the
Oh.
Hey, by the way, that is what 99% of our listeners do, Will. So you're not alone.
I think you flip-flopped that, and you're right there. Hey, you've got great connections at all the universities, and you know that there's great coaches at every university here in the state of Utah. But from a personal note, getting that 9-game losing streak snapped to Utah, what did that feel like in the Snowden home?
I can't in the home. You know, my family is very. Obviously, I'm a BYU guy. I graduated from BYU, played there, bled there. My wife went to BYU, graduated there. But it's only me and Courtney who went to BYU. I have a daughter who's at Weber State now and a daughter who's at Utah. So she took quite a beating in the house this weekend from me. my middle son, Christian, is a big BYU fan. So it felt unbelievably good. For me, though, as a fan, as alumni, obviously I feel wonderful. But I just love the Utah guys as well. Due to my business as well, I've got a chance to work with these guys, build unbelievable relationships, and just an enormous amount of respect for the program and what Utah has done, what Witt has done, and what his whole staff has done. So there's a twinge of like, oh, man, no, well, that's too bad. And then that goes away pretty dang quickly. And then I just say, okay, well, the Cougars, we took care of business. And what's nice is the way that BYU won the game. You know, you can talk about the players. You can talk about the atmosphere. I was in the stadium. It was absolutely electric. It was a great experience to be there. But also the coaching was just, you know, for years, and I've talked to you about this, you know, it takes a while to beat Coach Witt. I mean, I always say, can Kalani outwit Witt?
Mm-hmm.
And this past Saturday, what we saw is, you know, a clinic in coaching. Kalani and his staff had the boys prepared. A-Rod was absolutely magical. It was a masterful game plan, and they had those guys ready to play, and that's the reason they won the game. It was quite impressive.
All right, well, you kind of skimmed over the family division, but what people that are in tune with in-state recruiting want to know, where does the number one corner recruit in the state of Utah, where does he tend to cheer during the rivalry game?
Well, he doesn't, you know, that was, I've never seen a young man so torn this past weekend. He was very torn. He was happy for his father. And we kind of try and leave him alone a little bit on this rivalry situation because obviously both of those schools are recruiting him aggressively and they're both doing a great job. I can't speak for him on that. I think that he was fine seeing BYU win, and I think he would have been fine seeing Utah win a 10th straight. So what does that mean? I don't know. We'll see. You know, he's got another year to play, and he's in the middle of his season now. But, you know, I can't give his – he's not really showing me any cards, Hans. I mean, he really isn't. And I like that about him. He's just kind of focused on, you know, week to week, getting better on putting out better film and, you know, getting good grades. So we'll see how that all plays out.
Really quick, how is Smith doing with the Ridge? How are they all doing this year?
They're doing really well. I mean, they're 5-0. They've only had 14 points scored on them this year through five games. So that lets you know the defense is really strong. Smith has been, you know, does what he does, Hans, really well. Is he's a cover guy. He's a man guy who is very sticky. He's had three targets this year. So through five games, they've only thrown it down three times, and he has two PBUs and an interception. So it's pretty dominant.
Very, very dominant. That is, no doubt about it. That's my boy.
Thing that really surprised me, and Hans and I have been talking about it ever since the game went final on Saturday, is that I'm not surprised that BYU won the game. I am a little surprised they did it by dominating Utah in the trenches. And Kyle Whittingham said that he would have bet his house that that wouldn't have happened, especially with BYU's offensive line up against their D-line. But as the game went on, that group wore out, and BYU, especially on that late drive where they kicked the field goal to make it a two-possession game and put the game out of reach, that was just big boy smashy-in-the-mouth football there. How surprised were you to see that BYU was able to have success in that regard?
I'm not going to lie. I was absolutely shocked. When Witt said that, I actually said, I was listening to the presser, I said I'd have thrown all four of my cars, my house in there as well. I wouldn't have bet that BYU was going to come out and truly out-physical the Utes. I was shocked. I mean, the reality is, you know, I think this game is going to really help Utah. It could devastate Utah, or it could really, really help Utah. Because, you know, Hans, you've been in those games before. I played in a game once that Hans played in, and he did not play well in this game. But my senior year was Mississippi State. They came here, and they absolutely just beat the living heck out of us. It was just, they embarrassed us, and it was obvious that, you know, they came and they came with one goal, to out physical us. And I remember sitting in the game, I was looking across. Yeah, you remember his foot on me. So I remember.
You know what's interesting about him? Nothing.
Yeah, I remember it being in the game, Hans, and I'm ashamed of this, and I'm going to say this to the world. I looked across at the Mike backer, and you knew I was responsible for the A-gap blitzer, and they blitzed every damn play. And I had probably picked up 9 to 11 blitzes, and there was he never swam me, he never gave me anything. It was head-to-head collision, and he was going to make me feel it. And I remember thinking to myself, during mid-game, I said, I wonder if I should just, like, maybe just go hot. Like, I think it's a different play. I honestly thought that to myself. Like, if I just go hot, maybe coach won't realize. And obviously I didn't do that. But that's the type of game, when you're in those games where you just get out physically, physically you don't want it anymore. It's very frustrating. It will really make a man out of you. And what I think is going to happen for Utah is I think they'll go into this San Diego State game and be extremely physical and control the line of scrimmage and get back to what they do best, and that's control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. So, yes, to make a long story short, obviously I was a little bit shocked. And there's no knock on BYU's D-line or O-line. It's just you just don't see that against a coach team. You just don't see it.
All right, so Will, we've got a pretty special opportunity this weekend as Arizona State comes to Lavelle Edwards Stadium to take on a 2-0 BYU team, to see a very unique quarterback in Jaden Daniels. He is a dual threat, but he can run. He is lightning fast. He's slick. He's a very good quarterback, and I want to know, does BYU have the personnel to contain and attempt to restrict a usable quarterback like Jaden Daniels?
I think so. And what it comes down to, Hans, and I think I've heard you guys talk about this, is the experience that Ituiaki and Lamb and this defensive staff is where they are. They've proven two games in a row that their tenure is starting to show, right? The tenure is starting to show. First off, they're being extremely creative. They're getting home, right? A lot of nice slants, a lot of blitzes. And one of the things I don't want to – one of the kids that they've brought in that I think is really making a big difference on that defense is the nickelback that they're playing, Jacob Robinson, number zero. He got beat on that touchdown, Hans. Actually, you did a play of it. He got hit with a post. And actually, we're in a cover zero there. And the Mike back, if you watch the backer, who should have been there, he had a slip. So when you evaluate film, I'm a kind of a DB guy. This kid is really making a big difference with what they're able to do to play a little bit more man with the nickel instead of just dropping eight. If you watched last year, they didn't really come in and feel confident that they could play man with the nickel with the nickels that they had. And now bringing in Jacob, a guy who's just a man guy who does it really, really well, it gives him new confidence to be able to send more blitzes, be a little bit more creative. So I do think they'll spy this guy. I think that you know, this is the type of quarterback that you don't get overly aggressive with your D-line, creating too many lanes for him to take off and run, particularly when you're playing man, because he's the type of guy who's like Forrest Gump, who might run and run and run and run and run right through the damn tunnel. Because the kid is that electric. But I'm confident in the staff. I mean, when you have E doing what he's doing and obviously Kalani mentoring him, who is a defensive specialist, I think BYU is going to be right in this game very early. And I'm going to be clear. I'm taking BYU by an 8-point victory.
Ooh.
All right.
I like it. Not just winning, almost winning and going away.
Yeah. I think they're going to handle business on Saturday night.
Man. I like it when Will gets fired up.
I might be a little bit confident, but you know, I don't like to get ahead of myself. But that's what I'm saying. I'm going with an 8-point victory by Brigham Young this weekend.
So Utah took it on the chin. BYU was the more physical team, at least on that night. Is there cause for concern at Utah, or do you think they shake that off? And because Britton Covey compared it to the USC game in 2019, and if that's the case, they'll be just fine because Utah reeled off eight in a row after that. But is there cause for concern that there might be, you know, some cracks in the facade for the University of Utah, that there might be some issues that they're going to struggle with throughout the course of the year?
I don't think so. One thing that, you know, us guys in the media want to do, sometimes we get away from the real thing that makes this thing tick. And what makes it tick is the coaching. Coaches, these are young men. That's what they are. They're young men, and they're talented. All of these schools have talent, right? So the question is, do I believe that Lewis Powell is going to get the D-line doing what they're supposed to do? And I do. Do I believe that Coach Witt is going to get his coaches in order? Do I believe that Morgan Scalley is brilliant and he's going to go to work? Yes, I do. So I believe the coaching is so high level at Utah that there'll be no issue with them getting back on track. Now, should there be concerns? Of course, right? You go 1-1, and you didn't win the Weber game in style. You know, it wasn't like, hey, you went out there and blew these guys out and everything was ticking. Weber, you know, caused some problems for Utah. So I understand the Utah fans should be like, man, it's a little concerning, but go back to what you trust, which is Kyle Whittingham and his tenure of winning and his system of how he does it. He'll get them back on track. I think it might be a hurtful situation for San Diego State, and that's a good San Diego State team that they're going to play on Saturday, so I'll be watching that closely.
Well, I know that in the recruiting process that you work with so many high school athletes, you place them in every different division, JUCO right on up to FBS and Power 5. But we've got a FCS matchup in the state, James Madison coming to Ogden to take on Weber State. And we talked to Jay Hill.
You know me so well.
Yeah, we talked to Jay Hill a little bit earlier. And Jay and I went back and looked at the numbers. Listen to this, Will. James Madison has outscored their opponents 123-17 in the first two games of this season. What kind of matchup are we going to get in Ogden this weekend?
I will tell you this. I know everyone's excited about the BYU-ASU, But I'm excited about number 2 versus number 8. I am so excited for this game. This is a huge game for Weber State. I hope everyone in the state goes and watches this game. Number 1, you'll get a chance to see extremely high-level ball from both teams, but James Madison is just no joke. My son's senior year, he took a good beating to James Madison in the playoffs. Weber has a real bad taste in their mouth about who James Madison is, but the good news is they're coming up here to this air to a team that has all the tools to beat them, a gunslinger, a quarterback, great receivers, great backs, a really good D-line and O-line. This is going to be a battle that I can't even wait to watch. I'm sending a lot of recruits up. A lot of the alpha guys will be there cheering for Weber State and hoping for an opportunity to hopefully play for Jay. But I expect to see this is going to be a big-time game. And for people who don't really watch 1AA football, if you want to see it at its best, James Madison, Weber State, Saturday night, 6 p.m., arguably one of the greatest – and this is just a fact. Jay Hill is one of the greatest coaches in the country, period. And we will know it very soon. He will. He's big time. There's not a coach that I respect more. Now, don't get me wrong. I respect all of the coaches in the state, but Jay Hill is the real deal. He knows how to coach. He knows how to lead, and he'll have his boys ready to play Saturday night at 6, and I'll be locked in on that game.
It's Will Snowden right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. I get to hop on a plane and go to Colorado Springs to see Utah State take on Air Force. You surprised with Utah State's 2-0 start after what you've seen from that coaching staff?
Well, obviously, you're always a little bit surprised. You know, they knocked off Wazoo the first game. And so I'm kind of this guy now who watches a lot of games. And I'm partial because Nick Rolovich and that staff, I have a great relationship with them, and I'm starting to build a great relationship with the Utah State staff, but it does not surprise me what they've done in recruiting. They've really put their foot down on who they are and what they want to build. Offensively, I love what they do. I can't believe how quickly they run plays. So the Aggies are in great hands, and I think that Air Force is in for a true test on Saturday. I know they're picked to beat the Aggies, and I'm taking all in-state teams this weekend. I'm taking every single one of them, Utah State, Utah, and Brigham Young. They all win games that obviously Utah's picked to win, but BYU and the Aggies are picked to lose, and they'll win those games outright, not just covering the spreads. They're going to win outright.
Now we're talking. I like it. 3-0, 4-0 if you include Weber State. That's a heck of a weekend right there.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking Weber State as well. Who SUU has. I think they've got Eastern Washington coming into town. It's going to be a real challenge for them. And I'm hoping Dixie can get off the schneid. They took a real beating to Weber this past weekend. So down south, I need a little bit more action to happen with Southern Utah and Dixie. But they do have really tough schedules that they're facing. But I will go with the ones up north. These guys over here are going to go 4-0. That I really feel it, and I'm really confident about it.
Hey, really quick, I know that you're just very in tune with the high school game. How does Corner Canyon do it year in and year out? How do they find all of these high-level Division I players, and how are they always so clean and organized every year?
Well, once again, I told you at every level, high-level play equals high-level coaching. And Eric Kerr is a college-level coach. He can coach at any level. He can coach in the NFL. He can coach in college. I think that Eric will be a college coach. He's had plenty of opportunities to be a college coach. I think he hasn't taken it yet because he hasn't gotten the right OC job. But Eric does it on a whole different level. So what's that movie, If You Build It, They Will Come? What he's done is he's built an absolute empire with his name. And you just won't find a team more physically prepared to play football on Friday nights than an Eric Kerr coach team. So he does it right. And that's what everyone wants to go play for him. And he's just, he really is an unbelievable coach. 2 weeks from now, you'll see a big-time game. Well, this Friday night, Hans, I'm challenging you. You should be at American Fork Corner Canyon. It's loaded with D1 talent. It's loaded. You'll watch it, and you'll be like, every single one of these kids can play major football. American Fork, Corner Canyon, and Corner Canyon travels to American Fork with a big-time D1 quarterback leading them on both sides. One committed to USC, one committed to Boise State. You've got so many big-time local commits. That's a huge game. And then the following week, Corner Canyon hosts Sky Ridge, the number one defense in the state, that's loaded with talent, the number one corner in the state, and should be one of the top corners on the West Coast, probably a top three corner coming out of his class on the West Coast. They have the number one D end in the country, and Tassili Akila. Akina? I hope I'm saying it right. I'm going to say Tassili because I don't want to say that last name wrong. The Ross boys play over there at Sky Ridge. You know McKay Hillstead is electric. There's just so much. And then, you know, when you talk about Corner Canyon, you're talking about Cody Hagan. You're talking about Devin Brown. You're talking about a host of stars. So, come on, fans, get out. I mean, I know you do a lot of football. And Friday nights are for Lehigh for you. I'm sorry, I forgot. But if you want to see the top two, you want to see the top three teams play over these next 2 weeks, watch Corner Canyon against American Fork and then Corner Canyon against Sky Ridge. Those are going to be electric games.
Sounds good, brother. We'll do it.
Will, you're the best. I always feel smarter. I always feel more informed after these conversations.
And Scotty, that's the way I feel about you as well. And Hans, I love you more than anything. I love your family more than you, of course, but I still do love you. And one of the main reasons I love you is because somehow, and I know how, it's your beautiful wife brought you these unbelievable kids that I love, and that makes me be able to stand you much more. And that's the truth.
Hey, when you're talking to your potential recruits, do you tell them, hey, this is how you handle Twitter? Pull up Rock Olsen's Twitter account.
He's just the best. And Hans is really the best. I love him, and I have so much respect for Hans. He does a great job. You guys both do a great job. But really, I beat up Hans today. Hans, you are a treasure to Utah. You really are. I appreciate everything you do. And you guys entertain the heck out of me, and you bring in great points. And then you let me come on here and talk a little bit, and I appreciate it.
We love you, brother. Thanks for everything.
Hey, you guys have a good one.
You got it. Thanks, Will. Will Snowden, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
That's one of the rare times you'll hear Will admit that he kind of puts up with me.
I thought that was he pretty much comes that way every time he does
that. That one had a little sting to it, though.
Yeah, it did. It did. He turns the volume down.
I almost wanted to just, like, I was like, almost hung up on him because I was like, oh, that's really mean.
Whatever. You, if you could have put a gold star on that,
Lloyd,
you
would have. Lloyd actually wrote the script for him.
I'm surprised you didn't have that dinger, that bell ready, just ding, 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 ding.
Hans and Scotty, coming up next, we get you ready for, where we take a look back on the show, Total Recall coming up, and then we're just 30 minutes away from getting to the show that everybody's waiting for anyway. It's the Big Show with Jake and Gordon coming up at 2 o'clock. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
It's game week for the Utes, and the Zone Sports Network is getting you ready for kickoff. After a disappointing loss in the Holy War, the Utes look to rebound as they hit the road to square off against an old Mountain West Conference rival in San Diego State. Catch the Ute pregame show Saturday at 4, with a postgame show immediately following the game on the Zone Sports Network. From Monday morning to the postgame press conference, nobody brings you better coverage of Ute football.
You ready?
Yeah!
Then 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Recall. Did you miss the big topic of the day, the big interview? Or maybe you missed another of the guy's shenanigans? Recall. It's time to recall all the great and not so great moments of the show. Recall. It's Total Recall with Hans and Scotty on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Recall.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. Time for another edition of Total Recall. All brought to you by Angora Solutions. From concept to product launch, Angora can help you build a stable revenue stream via your very own Amazon e-commerce platform. Find out how at angora.solutions. All right, taking a look back on today's show, we had a great chance, great conversation with Blake Anderson, head coach at Utah State. And talked about that Air Force blocking scheme, and Hans talked about the officials and saying, hey, are you going to talk to these officials? Because Air Force will go high low on you all day long.
Yeah. We talked to them before, and there's been a lot of conversations in the offseason with officiating crews and really the people that kind of point them in certain directions for what is an emphasis. They have changed some of the rules as to what they can and cannot do. But you're right, there are still just some inherent things about this particular offense that frustrate you up front, and the ability to, you know, to block on the back of your legs and to get you in some positions where you're being cracked on or cut blocked in very, very uncomfortable positions is always frustrating. We talk to them, we alert them, and at the end of the day, you're at the mercy of what they see, a foul, what they can visually see with the pile of people, and hoping that you can get out of a game healthy and also can play the defense that you go into play, that you can get to the places you need to, that you're going to be, you know, that you're going to have an opportunity to do those things.
Well, as usual, it usually comes back to your fullback, and he seems to be getting the majority of the carries. He's got 54 carries so far. The quarterback's got 33, and then a big drop-off after that. But let's talk about Brad Roberts and what you see out of him. Number 20, he seems like he's your stereotypical fullback at Air Force that can just get you on any play.
Yeah, he's a downhill physical runner. I mean, he's not trying to do a whole lot of flashy stuff, just lower the shoulder and get the 3 or 4. You know, if they can get 3 or 4 yards on first down, they're right where they want to be. If they can get you, you know, 3 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards, they don't mind going forward on fourth and one at all. You can tell with those numbers that it starts with a dive play. You have to stop it to get them to move to the other areas, and then you have to rally and show that you can defend those two. And, you know, Mike Deason, the offense coordinator there, he's been running this system for a very, very long time, and they're going to test each area. And then when you take something away, they get a counter that comes off of it. And when you take that away, they got a play action that comes off of that. I mean, you have to be right where you're supposed to be. As I mentioned, they wait for you to make the mistake so that they can exploit it. Big test for our guys this week. And he does a great job of coming downhill and playing physical and falling forward. And so they're at 2 and 3 and 4 yards on just a normal carry. And that keeps them ahead of the chains, working right along the way they want to, moving the clock and moving the chains, keeping our offense off the field. So we're gonna have to do a great job of getting them off schedule, making them uncomfortable, and that starts with honestly stopping the dive play.
So, Coach, have all the quarterback questions been laid to rest going into Game 3 now?
Well, I mean, I think we showed kind of where we're headed. I mean, Logan is going to be the guy that takes the majority of the snaps. However, we are going to keep Andrew Peasley involved in the game plan in as many different ways as we can. He's just too good, as you saw there late. The guy's just too good of an athlete to have on the sideline. So I would expect that people will see him some. But Logan's going to carry the load of the offense. His experience, it shows. His ability to get the ball to the guys we need to in space. It's going to be critical this week. I think that's probably where our biggest advantage is out in space, speed and quickness with our offense, and hopefully we can get the ball in the end zone. We don't need to be dropping balls and going 3 and out or settling for field goals in this particular game, maybe more than any other. But we are going to move forward with Logan, and we are going to keep Peasley involved in as many ways as possible.
You look at the amount of receivers that have caught balls, including running backs coming out of the backfield. I think it's been really impressive to see the diversification of your offense. Obviously, DT is a tremendous weapon, but you look up and across the board. I like the fact that you've found ways to get so many guys involved in this offense, and that's kind of up your alley, what you want this offense to be, correct?
Yeah, we want to use all the grass and all the weapons, and we want to be balanced in the sense that you don't know where the ball's going next. Clearly, we got some guys that are dynamic and feature players, but we don't want ourselves to ever be an offense where if you take that one guy away that we can't move the ball. So we're very, very happy to spread it out and make you have to defend the entire field and everybody that could possibly touch it, and I think we're doing a good job of that so far in the first 2 games.
That's Blake Anderson talking about going up against Air Force. You didn't like playing against those dudes at all. I love feeling the anger and the hatred coming from you when we talk about Air Force.
Hated every year. Never enjoyed that game.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, we also had a chance to chat with Jay Hill, head coach at Weber State. He's got a big one coming up against James Madison this Saturday in Ogden.
Well, they're very efficient. They run the ball well. The quarterback's throwing the ball lights out right now. The reality is they were just way better than Morehead State, and I thought they played great against Maine. But they're better than those two teams for sure, and they showed it, right? I mean, to go out and outscore your opponent that far, they're on a mission to prove that they're the number one team in the country right now and have to find a way to prove it. They got hosed a little bit in the spring season where they were ranked number one the whole spring season, and then when the rankings came out, they dropped from 1 to 3 for some reason. Had to go to James Madison and play on the road in the playoffs, and that's been kind of a bitter feeling for them. So I think they're out to prove that if they have to do it by running the score up, then that's what they're going to do. And I don't necessarily agree with that philosophy, but I get why they're doing it.
Do you feel pressure? I mean, I know that's not who you are and that's not your identity, but it does feel like the way that things are set up, that style points do kind of matter, unfortunately. Do you feel at times like you kind of have to do that stuff? I know you don't like to and you don't want to.
Well, I don't want to do that, and I freaking hate it that that's what this sport has turned into. I do get it, and I understand it. There was a point in time in that Dixie State game where we got the ball back with like 5 minutes left in the game or something, and you can go up 48-3, but is that the right thing to do? It's not. So we put in our third string quarterback and let him get some valuable reps and some stuff like that. But I hate that even crosses your mind of, hey, we got to keep chucking it. We're up 41-3 with 5 minutes left. Let's keep chucking. And that's just not, in my opinion, what sports should be.
Well, you got to get ready for James Madison because they were up 41-7 against Maine, and they kept rolling with Cole Johnson, and they kept throwing it. They kept putting it in the air and put up 14 more points in the fourth quarter when they were up 41-7. I mean, these guys aren't looking to be friendly with anybody.
No, they're not. And they were up – so the game before that, they were up 61-10 with 40 seconds left in the game and ran a QB run and ran the ball in to go up 68-10. So they're not, and I totally get it. I totally understand what their coach is thinking because they got hosed big time in the spring season. They should have been the number one seed, and they dropped to 3, and it cost them a home playoff game. So I totally understand why he's doing it. And they're a good enough team that they can keep putting points on the board.
Things are going well.
Hey, that's some pretty...
Don't worry. Every one of our listeners is in eating lunch right now, so we don't have a single listener.
Boy, nobody's listening right now.
Well, that's
no.
Good.
No, we got the whole crew.
That could have been bad.
All 60 listeners are enjoying L&L barbecue, so we're speaking to ourselves right
yes.
now.
Yes, well, that's good.
It's so cool to go in and see everybody, Scotty.
A lot of great listeners out here. Big thanks to everyone who came by and was part of the... Hans and Scotty Invitational once again.
Scotty and Hans.
Lloyd.
Mike, you don't Hans. Need to laugh too hard at that.
Mike, Lloyd is insisting next year it's the Lloyd Scotty and Hans Invitational. And by the way, Lloyd getting really deviated.
Oh, my gosh. Apparently for the morning after, we have to have like Perrier at exactly 42 degrees.
I'm just trying to make the product better. Don't hate me for that.
Felt like we were talking to Aretha Franklin there in the break.
Jeez.
Scotty just wants his voice to be the one that can be heard.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T over here.
All of a sudden, we're dealing with Jennifer Lopez as a producer. Not only will we do Zoom, I will lead. And
I only want green M&Ms, too.
Anything else we could do for you, Lloyd?
No, we'll just keep it the same. Status quo.
Just don't make any eye contact.
So then I ask one question, and Lloyd fires back at me, "Can't you just sit there and be pretty? We'll take care of it all." Makes me feel dumb.
Yeah, that was
aggressive.
That was a rough exchange.
I regret that a couple minutes. I'm sorry about that.
We'll get through it. We always do.
We always do. All right. Wrap things up. Get you ready for the big show. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. We'll be right back.
Jones is picked up. Jones is open. Jackpot, baby. Vegas touchdown. This time, no doubt. Put it in the W column, baby. This one's over. Adam Berry.
Wow. Brent Musburger fired up. That is your, by the way, Derek Carr is our Tim Daly Nissan Murray Titan of the game. Tim Daly Nissan and Murray, home of the auto warranty that doesn't quit. It's endless. It's perpetual. It is forever.
Can I give you a stat from the game last night, the Monday Night Football game last night?
Hit me.
This is, I found a few of them that I was going to go to a little bit earlier, but time wouldn't allow us. So, since Harbaugh took over as Baltimore's coach back in 2008, Scotty.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens have gone 81-0 in regular season games where they had at least a 14-point lead.
Wow. Really?
81-0 under Harbaugh. 81-0 when they are able to get themselves to a 14-point lead. Overall, the Ravens had won 98 straight games going back to 2004 when holding a lead of 14 or more.
So that's incredible.
It was just before Harbaugh got that they still were building this record. The win for the Raiders marked the first time in 5 years that they were able to overcome a deficit of at least 14 points. The last time that happened was in 2016. And here's the good news for you and Lloyd. 2016, when they overcame that 14-point deficit, they made the playoffs. So the Raiders are currently on a trajectory to be a playoff team. And, you know, we might give the Raiders a hard time, but the playoffs are better when the Raiders are a part of it.
And that game was really fun. I mean, it was a really fun game to watch. Hey, by the way, I want to do a quick shout-out real quick. So we were on our way up here. I get a phone call from Johnny. Johnny said, hey, I just blew a tire on the way to this remote. And Johnny Lightfoot, tremendous, does such a great job getting us up on the air, keeping us on the air, doing all the marketing for the station. He's the best. But he's like, the van blew a tire. And he's like, what should we do? I'm like, well, let's call our guys over at Big O, big partner of the radio station. We love those dudes. He calls Big O. Not only do they run out there and get the tire, they took the van back to Big O Tires. We're going to have to replace all four tires on that bad boy. They're going to bring it back here to Cedar Hills Golf Club. They bailed us out big time. But you know what? Here's the thing. They didn't do that because we're the zone and that we're partners. They do that with everybody.
That's what they do.
That's what they do at Big O Tires.
It's their job.
Love those dudes down there. I mean, it was awesome. I told Johnny, hey, just give him a call. He just cold calls one of the local places that's here in Utah County, and boom, they were on it like that. They had no idea it was the zone. They had no idea it was the radio station, any of that. They just took care of it because that's what they do for everybody.
They're fantastic, and so is Cedar Hills Golf Club, where we're at today. I'm telling you, our listeners are starting to get back in their vehicles, maybe turning on their radios. I just want to extend a huge gratitude, thanks and gratitude to each of you for coming out and being a part of this fun golf tournament and eating some food and playing some golf and winning some prizes. We had one listener who brought a new rescue club by and was showing me, hey, you know, great prize that he won in the raffle. Scotty and I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for you.
Nope.
We do this because every day we feel like you're out there hanging out with us. And we love talking to you. And I loved shaking so many hands and giving guys hugs and saying thank you to each of you that listen to us every single day. You guys make this job so much fun. And I know you put up with a lot. And sometimes Scotty and I have to put up with some. But I'm telling you, overall, this truly has been the best 16 years of my life, being on air and talking with people out there.
Yep.
I can't tell you how much I love our listeners. And it's shocking when we do this tournament, Scotty, and we fill out the field in 2 days. 2 days, a full tournament. And then waiting lists. I was trying to get friends into this tournament and couldn't. That just tells you how great our listeners are. And I can't tell people how much I love them.
So much fun. We appreciate it. We'd love, I know you put up with some of our nonsense sometimes, but can't thank you enough for inviting us into your cars and into your homes and whatever the case might be, however you're listening. We appreciate it. It's an absolute blast. It's a pleasure and honor. Hans and I, even though we joke around a lot, we take this very, very seriously. We enjoy being a part of your day. We think that you invite us in because it's a lot of fun, man.
And we're sorry that we let you down from time to time.
Every now and then.
Most days.
We try to bat 200.
If we can get one good show out of a week or one good segment out of a show out of a week,
yeah,
we know we've done our job.
We've done our job, yes. Oh, look at that L&L they were dishing out.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's good. All right, that wraps it up for us. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, for all you Aggie fans out there, Coach's Show coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on the Zone Sports Network. Have a chance to sit down with Holly Matuapuaka, as well as, I believe, Brandon Bowling's going to be on the program, as well as Blake Anderson. So that'll be tonight at 7 o'clock right here on the Zone Sports Network. Big Show coming up next.